Infrastructure proposal, good news for rural America. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, every day our farmers and ranchers here in Tennessee and across the country are dependent on good roads, bridges, rails, and inland waterways to get their products to market. And this week's proposal from President Trump would provide much-needed funding for rural infrastructure projects. Michael Clements has more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says the president's infrastructure proposal would bring long overdue improvements to rural areas. The proposed $50 billion will fund rural infrastructure projects. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley says that funding would provide a boost to rural communities.
That means a lot to rural America, the opportunity that those dollars are available strictly to rural America, and it's available for a whole host of projects. The other thing that's appealing about that is that it provides a lot of local control back to the states to prioritize those rural projects that are most needed in their communities. There's other parts that are obviously helpful in the proposal, from permitting streamlining and other improvements, but that's a big piece.
Walmsley says various types of infrastructure are important to farm and ranch businesses.
Farmers are pretty dependent on a whole host of different infrastructure needs, from roads and bridges to our inland waterways to rail to rural water systems, obviously broadband, being able to connect to the world and having access to that technology and connecting many of the innovative things we're doing on our farm through smart farming and different technologies, and something that we appreciate the president pushing forward, recognizing the unique needs of rural America.
Walmsley says AFBF will work with others in agriculture to support improvements to rural infrastructure.
Obviously, the challenge will be on the Hill. Ultimately, Congress will decide what an infrastructure package looks like as they write the laws, and we're willing and able to work with our partners there to move this package forward.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Now, the president's proposal, good news for rural America and our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.